Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day. We're in the Gospel of John in chapter 18, and we have seen there that Jesus is a sovereign Savior. And since Jesus is such a Savior, I must not portray myself as a powerless victim being oppressed, but rather, I must view myself as a servant of a powerful King. So not only must I not pity Jesus as some weak and mild-mannered man who got caught in a trap, but since He is Lord and Lord over my life, I must not view myself as a victim being oppressed. As a Christian who believes in the sovereignty and providence of God, my ultimate status is not that I am a victim of oppression, but I am a servant of a providential King. I have been called to suffer and to endure hardship and to persevere in faith in Christ. We never once see John the Baptist play the victim card. We never hear Paul play the victim card, or any other apostle or disciple for that matter. But what we do see is that they consider every circumstance of their life, every good situation and every hardship, as under the providence of God. Listen to what Paul says in Acts chapter 20 as he says his goodbyes to the elders of the Ephesian church. He says, "And now behold, I'm going to Jerusalem, constrained by the Spirit, not knowing what will happen to me there, except that the Holy Spirit testifies to me in every city that imprisonment and affliction await me. But I do not account my life of any value nor as precious to myself, if only I may finish my course in the ministry that I receive from the Lord Jesus to testify to the gospel of the grace of God." Does Paul sound like a victim who is powerless, or like a Christian who is rock solid confident in the purposes of God in every circumstance he may find himself in, and a purpose he desires to fulfill in each of those scenarios? You see, when you play the victim, you give away your power. When you play the victim, you view the world as if everything in life is supposed to be fair and equal, if not a little tilted towards your own advantage, which is a very immature way of thinking and a denial of the reality of the depravity of man. When you play the victim, you begin to pile up microaggressions against you and think the world is just out to get just you. But as a Christian, with a worldview that includes a sovereign God, a sovereign Savior, a providential potentate, then my life is in His hands, and nothing comes into my life without going through His filter first to serve the purposes of His glory and my ultimate good. And I'm never powerless, because the one with all the power is not only on my side, but is in me. As you pray today, please remember Filomeno Kakilala and his family are missionaries in the Philippines. And also remember the Apache LifeWord broadcast that's heard throughout the United States.